joined now by Mohsen Sazegar. He's a former deputy prime minister of Iran and now a dissident living in exile in Washington, D.C. Mr. Sazegar was also one of the founders of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
The Revolutionary Guard was founded to protect the revolution from elements of the old regime. Help us understand what they stand for now. What are they doing?
Revolutionary Guard was founded to defend the country if we have any foreigner attacks, like a people army. But right now, Revolutionary Guard is a very unique and strange organization. They are involved in everything. I mean, the Revolutionary Guard is like a political party, is like a secret service, and is like a foreign ministry by God's force. They manipulated the events, at least in Middle East, the foreign affairs of Iran. And by Basij, which is the militia of Revolutionary Guard, they are involved in the internal affairs in Iran for suppression of the people. So I think that, first of all, this Revolutionary Guard is not that Revolutionary Guard that we founded on those days.
In the late 70s, yeah.
Yeah, and I believe that this is a unique organization in the world. I don't remember any organization in any place in the world that at the same time have so much duties and so much involvement in a country's affairs.
Are they mostly loyal to their what they perceive to be their own interests, be they economic or political, above and beyond any government?
I know many of my friends, which they are very respectful generals in Revolutionary Guard, the heroes of the war, imposed war between Iran and Iraq. And unfortunately, they are not at key positions right now. There are some people in key positions which they have their own benefits. They have their own ambitions, especially in political affairs. And during the last 10 days, I received more than two or three telephones, which is dangerous for my friends, to me from Iran, that Mohsen, please tell to the nation of Iran that we don't agree with these people who are involved in this military coup, and we don't support them. So,
what to them is the military coup? A rigged election, or what?
As you know, what happened right after the election, 11 o'clock at night, was a military coup, because they went to Mousavi headquarters, told him that, yes, the leader says that this is true, you are the elected president, but you can't be the president. Ahmadinejad should remain in the position. And then they started to invent those fake numbers in Ministry of Interior. Right after that, they started to arrest the people, to disconnect the country, to dismiss the reporters, and this is the reason that we call it a military coup.
We got an email from someone in Iran who says that protesters are being beaten by clubs with knives attached to them. Do you know this weapon?
No, I'm not sure, but I know the people who do that. They are famous as white shirts because they are civilians. Apparently, they are civilians, but they are a special brigade under command of the intelligence department of Revolutionary Guard. They carry knives, metal rods, and guns. And they kill the people. They hunt the people when they found them alone at nights. And that government doesn't take any responsibility. Say that we don't know who do that. Right now, the young people of Iran, they have started to take pictures of them. And if you go to Iranian websites and Facebooks, and you can see the picture of them, and they have started to recognize them. This is the trick of this regime. Kill the people, apparently by the hands of the civil persons, but they are actually a part of the Revolutionary Guard.
So what you're suggesting is that it's The Revolutionary Guard is the enforcement muscle of the regime, so that way they can say, well, the army hasn't done anything to people.
Yeah. Army is not involved in any political affairs in Iran. Mm-hmm. Army of Iran is still bigger and stronger than Revolutionary Guard, but they are not involved in political affairs, and Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader, knows that he's not able to use army and bring them to the streets because they definitely will not obey him. They have the bitter experience of Islamic Revolution to stand in front of a nation. And I think that Revolutionary Guard is vulnerable too. Many of them, members of Revolutionary Guard, not only in the body, but amongst the top generals, they are from the people. They are noble men. And they have very good background. They are religious men. And I have heard from my friends in Revolutionary Guard that they say that this is a military coup was designed by a few top commanders of Revolutionary Guard, backed by Ayatollah Khamenei, Mojtaba, the son who is now, everybody talks that he's very ambitious, and he tries to arrest many of the old revolutionaries, including Hashemi Rafsanjani, who is the head of the Assembly of Experts, to pave the way for himself to become the next leader of Iran.
But what you're describing amounts to a coup of the Revolutionary Guard against the present regime, and for that matter, the regime that they're afraid was on the verge of replacing the present regime.
As you know, we have a duality in the constitution of Iran, a duality between a religious regime and a democratic regime, between religious and republicanism. Some people believe that this military coup is a conspiracy against the democratic part of the constitution of Iran, and or against republicanism of this constitution. We can consider this assessment true as well. I mean, anyway, the present events in Iran is a turn point in the history of Islamic Republic and the contemporary history of Iran.
A turning point in the sense that
if people succeed to pass this obstacle, I mean conquer this coup, then we will succeed to pave the way for democracy very well. And on the contrary, if these men succeed to overcome the will of the nation, then Islamic Republic of Iran will be a military regime after that. There will be no free election, just a military dictatorship.
Is the Revolutionary Guard exploiting the tension over the election to stage what amounts to a coup on its own behalf?
You know, those generals that are involved in this conspiracy, they have lots of benefits. For instance, the Minister of Interior, which is responsible for this election, he used to be a general of Revolutionary Guard, the commander of Eastern Azerbaijan province of Revolutionary Guard. He's really rich, just in less than 10 years, he has earned more than $160 million. This is what he has, asserted in the parliament of Iran. Many other people like him are amongst these generals. And more than that, many of them, you know, especially during the last 4 years, presidential period of Ahmadinejad, they have had, I mean, these people an open hand in everywhere in the country. And so they don't want to lose that.
What are you hearing about the mindset, if you please, of the Revolutionary Guard that's in the streets right now?
I believe that most part of Basij, the militia of Revolutionary Guard, they are with the people. They are not like brutal army to suppress the people. And most of the Revolutionary Guard members as well. What is going on now in, you know, on Tehran streets and other cities, it is a part of the Revolutionary Guard and a part of Basij, who are the militia, which are under control of the Intelligence Department, Division of Revolutionary Guard, and they have been mobilized and trained for such actions on the streets during the last 12 years. Now they're using those tactics and they're using those experiences to suppress millions of people. I can say that we play chess with not only politicians and not with only some military commanders. On the other side, there is a very complicated and experienced intelligence service. Mm-hmm. They use all the scientific experiences of dictatorship to suppress democracy. I don't know from where they have got so
much.
This
is the Iranian state security services you're describing.
Yeah, they use many, many experienced tactics against the movement of the nation. How to arrest, how to, attack to the houses, yeah, 5 o'clock in the morning, how to disconnect all the connections between the activists. And on the other side, I think that in the history of the world, for the first time, we have a movement based on modern technologies.
Yeah.
Internet, electronics, cell phone cameras, and yeah, several other things that now, if you're attacking to the websites of the government to bring them down, and on the contrary, they do the same. They hack the website of Mousavi and post some fake information on that.
Iran's supreme spiritual leader, as far as we know, seems to indicate that Ahmadinejad is the government that he wants and the government that will be certified, that has been certified to win the election. Mr. Ahmadinejad, of course, is from a Revolutionary Guard background, isn't he?
He was technical deputy of Ramezan base in west of Iran during the war. That was a part of the Quds force on those days, which was not so effective in the war. He was not a high rank in Revolutionary Guard.
I ask because if what we in the West are observing is a struggle between democratic forces in the street and a theocracy-based regime in the government, I wonder if people in Iran view it as a struggle between perhaps people in the streets and what amounts to, if not exactly a military, a martial dictatorship, as exemplified by Mr. Ahmadinejad and many of his supporters, people around him, with the Revolutionary Guard controlling the major assets of power.
There are many, many good evidences by the pictures that show that many of the supporters of Ahmadinejad, the people have taken the pictures of them, and they are right, the people who are now on the streets to attack to the people. Mm-hmm. I don't say that Ahmadinejad does not have any supporter. Mm-hmm. 4,000 last Tuesday came to the streets. But what is going on now? This is a battle between the people who want freedom. Mm-hmm. Very simple, they say, give our votes back. With a military coup and martial status, which is backed by the Revolutionary Guard. And when Ayatollah Khamenei made his biggest mistake in his political life, in his life, last Friday, in his Friday speech, he said, I support Ahmadinejad, I support the fake numbers, and that's it. He threatened the nation. So after that, the slogans were escalated against him. Death to Khamenei, death to his rulership, burning his pictures on some streets. I think that was Ayatollah Khamenei who created this new situation in the movement of people of Iran for democracy.
Is there dissension within the Revolutionary Guard itself?
They don't approve whatever those commanders, top commanders, are doing on these days. But there are very, very strong rumors on these days. Some of them have been arrested, including the commander of Revolutionary Guard of Tehran.
But it's the dissident elements that have been arrested.
Yeah, Aliyev Fazli is his name. It has not been confirmed yet. Mm-hmm. I don't have any confirmed information. I have heard that 7 others have been arrested so far, but I don't have any confirmed information yet. But this is true. I expect for that. I wait for that.
Mohsen Sazgara, thank you very much.
Thank you.